Hello there, you're watching Left, Right and Center on NDTV. I'm Maha Siddiqui. Maharashtra Governor Bhagat Singh Koshyari has whipped up a controversy while trying to praise the contribution of the Gujarati and the Rajasthani community to Maharashtra and the financial might of Mumbai. He has rubbed the Marathis the wrong way. He said that if Gujaratis and Rajasthanis were to be removed from Mumbai or Thane, then it would no longer be the financial capital of the country. This has left the Shiv Sena and other political parties in Maharashtra fuming. Uddhav Thackeray specifically has said that the governor has insulted the Marathis, their sacrifice and hard work. Mumbai, which is considered India's truly cosmopolitan city, a melting pot for cultures, was the governor only stating facts? Or did he really insult the Marathis? Or worse still, was it, as alleged, a move to polarize the voters in Mumbai and Thane ahead of the crucial local body polls? That's what we'll be discussing in our discussion this evening. But before we head into the debate, here's a full lowdown of what the governor said and the sharp political responses he has received as a result.
Maharashtra mein vishesh karke Mumbai Thane यहां से गुजरातियों को निकाल दो और राजस्थानियों को निकाल दो तो तुम्हारे यहां कोई पैसे बचेगा ही नहीं। ये राजधानी जो है जो कहलाती है आर्थिक राजधानी कहलाएगी नहीं।
कॉज एंड इफेक्ट After the governor's controversial statement on Friday, protests by the NCP in Mumbai and Thane today. As sharp political reactions came in, with Uddhav Thackeray describing the statement as an insult to Mumbai and Marathi pride.
राष्ट्रपतींचे हे दूत असतात घटनेची शपथ ही सर्वांनाच घ्यावी लागते ती घटनेची शपथ घेताना जात पात धर्म याच्या पलीकडे जाऊन सगळ्यांचा सांभाळ करणं आणि सगळ्यांना समानतेने वागणूक देणं हे आपले सगळ्यांचं कर्तव्य आहे मग कर्तव्याने मोडलं असेल तर त्यांच्यावरती गुन्हा कोणता दाखल करायचा कारण ज्याप्रमाणे त्यांनी मराठी माणसाचा आणि मराठी अस्मितेचा अपमान केलेलाच आहे
Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Minister, the BJP's Devendra Fadnavis, have distanced themselves from the statement.
माननीय राज्यपाल जींच्या विधानाशी आम्ही सहमत नाही आणि उद्योगाच्या क्षेत्रात देखील मराठी माणसाने जी प्रगती केली आहे आज ती जगभरामध्ये मराठी माणसाचं नाव झालेलं आहे
After the outrage, the governor has elaborated on his statement. He said that there was no intention of depicting Marathis in poor light. He also mentioned that he only spoke about contributions of Gujaratis and Rajasthanis and that the Marathis made Maharashtra big through their suffering. The Marathi businessmen have brought glory everywhere and there is no question of insulting Marathi people.
In the coming days, there will be corporation elections happening in Mumbai, Thane as well as several other districts across Maharashtra. And that's the reason the statement given by the governor is considered to be a political statement after which the government himself had to come out and give an explanation on the same. In Mumbai with camera person Dhanesh, Sohit Mishra, NDTV.
Let's head straight into the discussion now. Joining me on the show, Priyanka Chaturvedi, Rajya Sabha MP and spokesperson of the Shiv Sena, Clyde Castro, a spokesperson of the NCP, Prakash Mahajan, spokesperson of the MNS, Alok Vats, leader of the BJP, and PKT Nambiar, political analyst supporting the BJP. Priyanka Chaturvedi, I want to come first to you. Mumbai has always taken pride, Priyanka, in being a cosmopolitan city. Today, those who've chosen Mumbai as their home and contributed to it are being praised. Why should it upset the Marathis?
No, actually, it wasn't a praise. It was very categorically a divisive attempt made by the Honorable Governor. I call him Honorable still, despite him disrespecting the chair he belongs to and disrespecting the sentiments of the people of Maharashtra. And why should I restrict it only to Mumbai? Maharashtra is an inclusive society, an inclusive state, which has had people coming from all across the country. And why just all across the country, across the globe, to make this the financial hub, as well as the leading state economically, progressively, as well as a leading example in the entire nation about what inclusivity stands for and what India's principles stand for. Maharashtrians, by nature, are inclusive. for you to make this attempt, this dirty attempt of what is being practiced in the India model of Sri Narendra Modi and Bharatiya Janata Party, of dividing people as per their religion, as per their caste, and now by their state identities, is extremely unfortunate, to say the least. And this is not the first time the governor has attempted that. He's even humiliated Savitribai Phuleji's marriage, early marriage. He's also humiliated Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. This comes in a series of behavior which is anti-Maharashtra and also exposes what Bharatiya Janata Party truly thinks about the people of Maharashtra. They truly do not understand how Maharashtra functions and the way they are going about it and expressing their hate for the people of Maharashtra and how Maharashtra conducts itself is something that we will oppose tooth and nail, because Maharashtra stands for inclusivity and we will fight for it till the last breath.
All right, let's take a response from Alok Vatsa. Alok Vatsa, the governor has issued a clarification, but you just heard what Priyanka Chaturvedi said. Should the governor at least have chosen his words carefully? Wasn't it a stretch to say that if Gujaratis and Rajasthanis are removed from Mumbai, then no money will be left here? This indicates that all others who sweat and toil in Mumbai are inconsequential.
Well, Moha, this was a statement made by the Honorable Governor in his own capacity. Maybe he had met during his course mostly Rajasthanis and Gujaratis who were very flourishing businessmen. So he concocted this idea, but this is not true. Rightly said, it's an inclusive society which has a metropolitan culture. People from all over India, rather from all over the world, congregate to make Mumbai what it is today.
Just a second.
And I think that now that he has clarified that he didn't mean to hurt the sentiments of the Marathis, this particular thing should be put to rest.
All right.
Because his intention was something else, and
you know, but the question, Alok, but the question being raised is a larger point that is being made. They are not just talking about the Marathi pride being hurt here, but also very serious allegations that he's trying a divisive formula there in Mumbai and you know, in adjoining areas where local body elections may be held. This could polarize the voters. Clyde Castro, is that the allegation coming through? And wouldn't that again be a stretch? Should we see it in that sense?
Maha,
can I come in, Maha?
Just hold on. Let Clyde Castro make his point. I'll come back to you. Yes, go ahead.
The governor is a non-political person.
Is he going to keep speaking? Then let him talk. Then we'll stop.
Alok, just a second. Go ahead, Clyde Castro.
Okay, thank you so much, Maha. The fact of the matter is,
from clarifying things. But anyway,
go ahead. So let him talk. Let him talk. Please. I think you should continue the debate with him, because you know they've come with the mindset that they're not going to allow anybody to speak because they don't want the truth to be coming out.
Not that.
I mean, this is the same BJP.
I'll request you to just allow others to speak. I'll give you enough time. We have enough time on this debate. Clyde Castro, go ahead.
Okay, Maha. I hope I'm not interjected. Okay, the fact of the matter is, we have His Excellency the Governor of Maharashtra, who's supposed to be a constitutional head of the state. I mean, if you look at the time that he has spent in Maharashtra, he's less of a constitutional head and sounds more like a political head, whether it's, you know, declaring the 12 MLCs in Maharashtra or any kind of decision. Whenever there is a decision that needs to be taken for the BJP, he's very proactive and very fast. Otherwise, he's not taking any other decision. Now, if you think, you know, that the decision that he's taking today or the kind of talk that he's giving is polarizing, you know, the voters, absolutely. It comes across that way, because why would you go and say that, you know, if you take the Gujaratis and Rajasthanis away from Maharashtra or from Mumbai and Thane, there'll be no money left. Let me tell you one thing. All my life, I was born and brought up in Mumbai. Gujaratis, Rajasthanis and all religion have coexisted, cohabited and contributed for the development of Mumbai and Maharashtra. So if he's going to try and create a divide, I'm sorry, he's trying to make a big mistake. I mean, this is not what has to be done, and this is not why he's here. He is the guardian of the state. All he has to do is be neutral and try to be there for both sides or all the sides possible. But he's not been doing so. And, you know, he is His Excellency. That's how we address him, out of respect. But if it's going to go on like this, it's always going to be difficult to address him in the right way. One last thing I need to tell you also is this whole thing about, you know, apologizing after you've made a statement. How does it work? I mean, Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj.
So you are saying the damage has already been done. I mean, a clarification now doesn't help. Let me go across to PKD Nambiar. PKD Nambiar, Uddhav Thackeray has said that this statement hasn't come out just by accident. I don't know if his speeches are written in Mumbai or they come from Delhi. It should be investigated. This clearly indicates, and Priyanka Chaturvedi and Clyde Crastro have both made that point, that he's trying to polarize the people of Mumbai and Thane ahead of local body polls. It's a very serious allegation, PKD Nambiar, against a governor who's supposed to be bipartisan.
I believe that his intention of was never definitely not that. That is the reason he had given that clarification. India is a plural society, and we all live in different places. I live in Delhi. I don't belong to Delhi. So as most of our major metropolitan cities do have people from all across the country, and I think everybody's contribution. I am sure that you must have mentioned that to just a feeling. I'm just assuming that there is no other reason for him to say that. Yes, Gujaratis and Rajasthanis, we know that they are generally the people who are business, have a huge business acumen as compared to many other societies in the country. That could be his intention. But I think this statement could have been, may not be required, especially in a political situation these days. Like Priyankaji's party is now looking for an opportunity. What is the way they can make a score? And I think it's an unnecessarily giving an opportunity from that point. Far as the governor is concerned, and I think governor should not be, governor is a, most of the other panelists were, he's not a political person. He might have a political background. That does not mean that he don't represent any political party. I think this should not have been required to have go for a such kind of a statement. But I think making this as a big political storm, maybe for an NCP and...
No, right after what we've seen happen in Maharashtra, I'm sure the other political parties are just being very cautious. Priyanka?
I'll just say one thing here. Firstly, Mr. Watts saying this matter should end. I'm sorry, this matter cannot end. For those who have ever paid tribute to Hutatma Chowk, for those who have and who remember the history of Mumbai being fought on the streets of Mumbai for Mumbai to be a part of Maharashtra. 106 Maharashtrians were shot dead under the leadership at that point of time. He used to be the Prime Minister of India, Sri Morarji Desai. People of Maharashtra are not going to forget that. And it was after that entire movement that Mumbai was a part of Maharashtra. Are you trying to tell me that an unconditional apology or for him to step down is not something we, every single Maharashtrian, is duty-bound to ask for? We will ask for it. And it is not just about our politics. It is about our sentiments. It is about the pride of Maharashtra. It is about the respect for the sentiments of the people of Maharashtra. And I will continue to repeat to these people who come as BJP spokespersons or BJP supporters that it is not a small matter. For every single resident of Maharashtra, you cannot hurt the sentiments of 13 crore Maharashtrians for the sake of your politics. We will fight this out. And let me tell you last but not the least, as much as we would hope this is a constitutional position and he would maintain the dignity of the chair, here he has blatantly indulged in unconstitutional activities supporting a political party, whether it was declaring the flow test while the Supreme Court was still hearing the disqualification issue.
I'll come back to you. Just hold on. Let Priyanka Chaturvedi finish her point.
He has been political to the court. Okay. And if you want to know politics, step down to your chair.
Alok Watts, again, you know, this allegation is coming on the back of what we've seen in Maharashtra already. And that is, as I was saying, other parties are bound to be cautious under these circumstances. They are saying it's not only the Marathi Manus pride that has been hurt today, but this, the allegation that he is acting as a political person and not living up to the standard of a constitutional position, Alok Watts, that's a serious allegation.
See, this is what they have to say. But he has not done any such thing. they construe.
No. Alok, first tell me something. Why should he specifically mention? Why should he specifically mention Thane and Mumbai? And why should he say that if Gujaratis and Rajasthanis are removed from here, there will be nothing left of Mumbai? Isn't that stretching the argument really far?
As a political party, Maha, as a political party, we have disowned his statement. We are not siding with his statement. But then, what he has clarified.
Then why are you fighting for it?
You're fighting for this statement.
Just
let me speak.
I allowed you to speak. Let Alok first finish. I'll come to you.
Mileage out of it because they have lost ground. Where does Shiv Sena stand today in Maharashtra? Everything is gone to Eknath Shinde.
All right, right, Castro. Alok, what's he saying? That y'all are smarting under the fact that your government was removed. You were removed from power. That is why you're responding this way.
They are removed.
Does that mean that when Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary made that statement, which was completely unacceptable, no doubt about it, but there was a particular minister who was chosen to, you know, go to town talking about him. So does that mean that that particular person was trying to do that to hide something else that is going on in that particular zone? Are we trying to say that the fact of the matter is, if the BJP is condemning what the governor, honorable governor has said, he has said this twice before, whether it's Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj or Savitribai Phule or Mahatma Jyotiba Phule, if they're condemning and if they're disowning all these things, why don't they change the governor? It's about time the same governor who's bringing their party to disrepute or taking statements that bringing the state to disrepute, it's about time you change the governor.
PKD Nambiar, would you say these are reasons enough as the NCP and the Shiv Sena are saying to remove the governor from his position?
Political party.
How uncouth is
PKD Nambiar?
You are trying to make the governor a BJP nominee. He is not a BJP nominee. Once he is a
BJP nominee,
I'll come back to you. You are saying he's not a BJP nominee, but that is the allegation being made by the other two parties over here. PKD Nambiar, is the call for removing the governor justified?
I think that is too far-fetched. I think, as I said earlier, it is the opposition in the Maharashtra is looking for an opportunity. The Uddhav Thackeray Shiv Sena is going through existential crisis. They are just looking this as an opportunity to work on. I believe that this government may not have been required to do so. I'm of that opinion. But I think making this as a big, very big noise out of nothing.
But PKD Nambiar, you know, there is an issue of timing. There is an issue of timing involved here. We might see local body elections and very crucial BMC elections in September, October. I think that is the reason that other political parties are raising a hue and cry over what the governor has said. The timing here is important as well. Alok Vax?
The governor has already clarified his statement. He has said he didn't mean to say that.
All right.
He didn't mean to hurt the Marathi sentiment.
Alok Vax is constantly saying that the governor has clarified his position.
No, Maha, I have issues with this. He has been constantly interrupting every time me or Clyde have been speaking. I have a problem with that. You want to come on a discussion? We can all talk during our time, a time that is allotted by you. They cannot out-talk us or out-shout us. Secondly, I just say something. Do not please reduce it to Mumbai and Thane elections. This is about the sentiments of the people of Maharashtra. For them to say it's a non-issue, maybe those who are sitting in Delhi may think it's a non-issue and that's why they're using the governor to say all kinds of words. The worst part of this all, he may say, Mr. Nambiar might say existential crisis or whatever. I will even dismiss this. What I found worse was those people who split Shiv Sena, who are sitting on the lap of the Bharatiya Janata Party, all they could say, who use the name of Balasaheb Thackerayji, who use the name of Hindutva, who speak about Marathi Manus, have only said one sentence, and that too while reading it, that this is his personal comment. A governor, a constitutional person sitting on the chair, cannot have personal comments to make when he's attending an event in his personal official capacity. So it's a shame on such people. who use the name of Balasaheb Thackeray, who use the name of Hindutva, who speak about Marathi Manus just to be on the chair of the chief minister, and all they can do is read out a chit for this particular comment and say that's his personal comment. It's a shame. It's absolutely humiliating for the people of Maharashtra. And I can tell you, this may not be an issue for these people sitting in Delhi and sitting with majority numbers in Delhi. We will find this out on the streets of Maharashtra.
All right. Alok Vats, I'll come to you for 1 minute and then I'll go across to Clyde. Alok Vats, you make your point first.
You see, Shiv Sena has lost ground. It is to be decided which is the real Shiv Sena now. Uddhav Thackeray Shiv Sena or Eknath Shinde Shiv Sena. So she should wait for the outcome. Whether she will retain the symbol also or not, I have a big doubt on that.
Because he's a entire thing has gone into... There is no outcome.
Let me speak now. You are interrupting me.
When I did that, Priyanka Chaturvedi, let him finish his point. I'll come to you.
Now that Shiv Sena is nowhere in the scene, they are trying to take a political mileage out of it so that they can recover some lost ground. And there is nothing else more than that.
All right. Once the let Clyde Castro make his point.
Governor has clarified it.
All right. You've made that point. You've made that point several times that the governor has clarified, but they're not satisfied with the clarification. They are saying the damage has already been done.
They
if attempt was to polarize, then that has been set into motion.
They want political mileage.
Okay, just.
They want to garner some votes on this pretext.
All right. Just hold on to your thoughts,
Clyde.
They are
making a mole out of a mountain. They are making a mountain out of a mole, which has nothing. Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary had said the same thing,
but that was not acceptable to anybody. He had used exactly the same phrase as well.
A mountain is being made out of a molehill.
Just a second, Clyde Castro.
It was acceptable.
Okay, all right, Alok Vats. All right, please hold on, Alok Vats. Clyde Castro, make your point, please.
Maha, I want to make it very clear. Whether it's the Gujaratis, Rajasthanis, or people from any caste, religion or strata in Mumbai, they are all Mumbaikars. We have all lived happily together, worked together, contributed to the well-being of this city together. So don't try to divide us. Don't try to create a division among us. We've lived happily. Let us live happily. If BJP or any of their people representing them are trying to create a division between us, I think it's shameful. They should say sorry. The governor should say sorry to the people of Mumbai, people of Thane, in Maharashtra in general. It is about Maharashtra, Marathis, Maharashtrans, everybody. We are all Maharashtrans living in Maharashtra. We are all Mumbaikars living in Mumbai. So don't try to create a divide. We have coexisted, cohabited together. Let's keep it that way. Don't play a dirty politics and divide us.
Priyanka Chaturvedi, will the Shiv Sena continue to seek him being withdrawn from the post of the governor?
So firstly, let me tell Mr. Watts, because he seems to be living under some grand illusion, that Shiv Sena has been split into two by the Eknath Shinde faction, and that will change how politics works in Maharashtra. There is only one Shiv Sena. And Eknath Shindeji is nothing but a puppet in the hands of the Bharatiya Janata Party and the Delhi government. The way he runs to Delhi, which has never happened in the history of Maharashtra, where even the cabinet formation is being decided from Delhi, and we still do not have a cabinet. So I will not even call him a Shiv Senik. So you must calm down. Secondly, it's not about Shiv Sena's politics. If you would have even had the basic courtesy of going through the history of Shiv Sena came on the back of fighting for the Marathi Manus. And if it is about their respect, it is about their dignity, and it is about their contribution and their day in and day out toil for the people of the city and the state, we will fight it out. Whether we have the numbers, we don't have the numbers, irrelevant. We started with zero. We can start again from zero. But we will ensure that we speak up for the last person of the state of Maharashtra. 13 crore people depend on the voice of Shiv Sena and Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray, and we will continue to raise their voices, irrespective of our politics.
All right, so I'm left with the last 1 minute. Alok Vats, 30 seconds to you and then to Clyde.
Let me tell you one thing, that this matter is not as explosive as the Shiv Sena and the NCP is trying to make it. And they are trying to level that he is a BJP man. Once a governor takes oath, he does not belong to any political party, that they should try to understand. Okay. And by saying this, they are degenerating the office of the governor.
Okay.
Like calling him a BJP
person. Your 30 seconds
person.
Over, sir. Clyde Castro.
You see, whatever he said...
Clyde Castro, your 30 seconds
whatever
start now.
Says,
go ahead.
He has clarified it. And why don't you take his word?
Alok, we are running out of time, sir. I'm afraid we completely run out of time. I'm trying to divide the time equally so that nobody has a grudge here. Clyde Castro.
Alok, what's this trying to make us understand? I think he and his party should make the Honorable His Excellency, the Governor of Maharashtra, understand that once appointed as the Governor, he is the constitutional head of the state. So he should be neutral. He shouldn't be siding one party or, you know, be answering to one party. So I think, I hope through your channel, Alok Watt's voice goes to the Honorable Governor of Maharashtra and he starts, you know, acting as the constitutional head of the state and nothing else.
I'm finding it very strange that people have to wrap up this debate here. The political parties in Maharashtra are upset with what the governor has said. Despite his clarification, they are saying the damage has been done. If the idea was to polarize the voters and or to hurt the pride of the Marathis, although the BJP believes that's not correct. That's not the right assessment to be made. Many thanks all of you for joining us here on the discussion.